From your philosophic point of view, to try to verbalize what your ideas have led you to so far, could you define the way you regard reality?
I was lying on the chaise and I had just inhaled my double vodka herby, because I add the herbs to the bloody. And I was in this fabulous daydream about Rafael, my 6'3" tennis pro. And, you know, I was sort of bathed in oil and sweat because I hadn't showered after my workout. And I was thinking about, I don't know, I was, my mind races when I think about Rafi sort of handcuffing him to the umpire stanchion and having him cry, 40 love, 40 love. trying to get back into that sort of that zen zone of peace, because chaos has been reigning recently with the market and the phone ringing and my husband's stress, and I'm lying there looking what's always this sea of calm, this crystal clear pond where Kama and Sutra and Nippy and Nimi are just gracefully gliding, and the water seems all roiled up. And I'm looking, and I'm, but it's very strange. I mean, it's just something new, and I see this head, this head with this head rises out of the roiled water. It's a huge mouth rises out of my private yin space.
Merging the head voice with the belly voice, and we get me, me, my, moo, moo. Me, 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 my, my, moo. Me, 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 my, me, me. Me, 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 my.
Sort of like it was made out of a sort of a Martian alien sound. I don't know. Big rotten melon. Sort of like when I go down to my darling little designer garden, which I go down at least once a summer. I've been growing these ghost pumpkins. This is a little off-piste here, but you know, they get bigger and bigger and they're pure white. I kicked one of them the other day and it just smushed all over my foot. All these seeds came out. All these, it definitely was rotten in the middle, but white and pure on the outside.
Especially those waves, those ups and downs, and up and down, and up. Somehow feels like, especially those waves. Feels like, especially those waves, those ups and downs, and up and down, and up. Somehow feels like, especially those waves.
The creation is God's handwriting, and whatever manifestations we find, or incarnations we find, are all part of the writing, of the message, of what it is that the idea that God is demonstrating to the universe.
The creation is God's handwriting, and whatever manifestations we find, or incarnations we find, are all part of the writing, of the message, of what it is that
Ooh. I used to be one of the ladies who lunch, blissfully unaware of all the pain in our bodies, in our psyches, in our homes, in our pets even, and in our hearts. Well, then there was my famous bout with the 3 Ds. Well, it was famous for me. Divorce, drugs, depression. It might have been the 4th D, the big D. But then I met a woman who saved my life. She was a witch, a good witch, and a Jungian. And one day she took me by both hands and looked deep into my eyes. And it was like she was peering into my most private nook. And she said, "Mira, you already know about dark places. And thus, I hereby charge you with a luminous mission to become one with the sun." Then she crushed 5 acorns together in a stone bowl. She said they came from the most ancient oak tree in all the Berkshires. And she made a sort of paste of it, and we ate it. We washed it down with whiskey she had from the Isle of Skye. And just like that, I changed. Inside out. I carry this hand puppet with me to remind me how it goes. Here's the one side. And it's a red devil with yellow eyes and horns. And then you turn it inside out. And there's a soft little bunny rabbit with blue eyes and a pink tongue. And that's how it goes for me. Devil. Bunny. Devil. Bunny. Devil. Bunny.
Speaking to you now. from the edge of a very large swampland. I cannot really see where the water ends and the land begins. Radio play loves edges between seduction and oblivion, between the raw and the cooked, between the fur and the bone, between infinity and the present tense, between the play and the thing. The value of quiet and beaver labor, away from the mainstream, reshaping the local landscape as she creates shelter for herself and for her little grand idea that stumbles in uninvited. But I have no intention of offering neat parables to you, not when I am lying inches away from stinky mud. The sun is going down, and in a few more minutes, if I stay here, I will become food for the mosquitoes. It's time to move on. And so from the big sloppy.
If I'm looking straight, I only see dark, how do you say, heads of the, what is it?
To talk to, nobody to squeeze, floating through the air like a viral disease, bones piled in the sun. America has all the fun. A hungry rage in the sky, an in